Welcome to your weekly Constitutional, where we talk about a subject that affects you every day. My name is Stuart Harris, and I teach constitutional law at the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, Virginia, and I'm speaking to you today from WETS-FM in Johnson City, Tennessee. Our subject today started with a subject that's apparently of great fascination to many of you, because if we've learned nothing else over the past several weeks, we've learned that the most popular part of this program is our constitutional quiz. And that's in no small part because of the quiz lady, Kelly Carmichael. So let's talk a little bit about Kelly, this mysterious lady of knowledge. Where does she come from? What does she do? And what does that mean for us? Well, it turns out that Kelly Carmichael runs a marvelous, marvelous organization called the Virginia We the People Organization. It turns out that the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier, which is where Kelly works, is the sponsor for this statewide program that, in fact, is just one part of a nationwide program. What is this We the People? Well, in the first instance, it's an educational program that middle schools and high schools can adopt to learn all about the Constitution, complete with books and study materials, all sorts of good things. But it's also a competition. A competition which came to a head this past February 4th, 2011. And on that day, yours truly, your host, was invited by Ms. Carmichael to go and judge the Virginia State Final for the We the People competition for the high school level in Virginia, and then the following day, on February 5th, 2011, for the middle school competitors in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. So our show today is going to be a series of excerpts and interviews that I was privileged to take back in February at the We the People State Championship. Let's start at the beginning. It's the morning of February 4th, 2011. Hundreds and hundreds of parents, students, judges, and dignitaries are filling the ballroom at the Omni Hotel in Richmond. And up to the podium strides Kelly Carmichael.
Welcome to the 2011 Virginia We the People High School State Finals. Congratulations. My name is Kelly Carmichael. I work at the Center for the Constitution at James Madison's Montpelier, and I run the We the People program here along with a huge group of folks that help me out. And it is a pleasure to be here today. Well, we've come a long way to get to this point. I'm happy to say that I've seen all of you, met all of you at the respective competitions in Virginia Beach and Glen Allen and Lynchburg and in a snowy day in Manassas. Somehow we got through that competition in Manassas. It's such a pleasure, and this is one of my favorite times of the year to be here with you guys, because the energy that you all show energizes all of us and all of the volunteers here. So thank you for everything that you've done to get here. All of your hard work will really pay off today.
And that's about all of the opening ceremony that I could record for you, because I had to leave. As one of the judges of the We the People competition, I was marshaled over to the federal courthouse for the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit, right there in downtown Richmond. And after we went through our very extensive security check, the judges were shepherded in and were given a very nice snack and got ready to go and do the judging all throughout that day. Now, let me just describe briefly what happened. Judges would gather into teams of three, many of us meeting each other for the first time, and then we would be shepherded from one courtroom to another, each time walking in to a group of students who waited in that same courtroom all day. And this was a beautiful, beautiful building. It's an antebellum building. It's ornate. It looks like a courthouse should look. It looks like a movie courthouse, and some of these courtrooms were absolutely stunning. At any rate, the judges would walk in. The students would be told to stand up. It would all be silent and solemn as we came in. We would sit at our seats. The students would then give a 6-minute presentation about some aspect of the Constitution that correlated to a particular unit in the We the People curriculum. And then at the conclusion of their very brief 6-minute presentation, We judges would start to question them, and we would ask the hardest questions we could think of for about another 6 minutes. And then after that ordeal was over, we would relax and we would give a friendly critique to each of the students in the 3 or 4, maybe even 5-person team. And then we would leave and go on to the next room. And as we were able to, we would write down our impressions of each team. We would give them numerical scores. Periodically through the day, people would show up and take our score sheets from us to keep a running tally. We broke for lunch. We came back. We judged some more. It was a lengthy but remarkably fast-moving day. And it was only at the end of it, when I left the courthouse and came back to the Omni Hotel in Richmond, that I was able to get my microphone and set up outside the great banquet hall and there wait for the returning students and teachers to ask them what their impressions were of the final competition. And I have with me 2 students. Why don't you tell me your names and where you're from?
I'm Carrington O'Brien, and I'm a senior at Douglas Freeman High School.
I'm Jack Marshall, and I'm also a senior at Douglas Freeman High School.
And were you competitors today?
We were.
You were? Okay. Well, why don't you tell me what you did in the competition?
Well, I got to talk about direct democracy and the legislative branch and the executive branch, and I got to have really good discussions with really good judges and really good teammates.
So it was a good experience?
It was a great experience.
All right. Anything stick out in your mind about your experience?
I think just the comments of the judges and the way that we got to have a conversation in the question and answer was a really interesting experience and valuable experience for me.
Okay. How about you?
I was in Unit 3, which dealt with secession in Question 2 and in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments in Question 3.
Secession?
Yes, sir.
What did you say about secession?
We said that the South did not have the right to secede because their rights had not been violated.
Wait a minute. We're in Virginia, the cradle of the Confederacy, and you go to school in Virginia and you opposed secession.
Yes, sir. I know it was a little bit bold, but we felt that after looking at the Constitution, you can see in several places, one being Article 1, Section 10, that the states are not allowed to join in any confederation, alliance, treaty, or coin their own money, all of which they did when seceding.
Well, that is remarkable, and those are very good arguments against secession. Well, I'm very impressed. What did you think about the competition and the judging and all that?
I thought it was spectacular. I'd never seen anything like it, and I learned a great deal.
Is this your first year here?
Yes, sir, it is.
Oh, okay, good. Well, what sort of questions did the judges ask you?
Well, they started out asking about the South's reasons for secession, which we answered with slavery and the fugitive slave law. And then we went back to kind of the revolution of the colonists against Great Britain and if that was acceptable. And we talked about that for a while and ultimately got back to secession at the end of the question.
Wow, that sounds really cool. What about you, Carrington? What about some of the questions that you were asked? Were there any tough ones?
Well, I did get asked what was one of the ways that made Alexander Hamilton scared about the rule of the direct democracy, rule of the people, and that was a tough question. I thought it was one that I was not expecting, but I thought it was an interesting question, and I did come up with the example of Shay's Rebellion, and I think that that's one of the things I like about the competition is that the judges sometimes bring things to play that you wouldn't have thought of when you were writing and preparing for this competition.
Wow. Well, I must say that I'm impressed just hearing high school students talk about these things at all, because most high school students don't get an opportunity to go this much in depth. Once again, we're here outside the main hall where the excitement is building and the awards are soon to be announced in the high school final competition for the We the People program. And with me are 2 fine-looking young high school students who are now going to introduce themselves. Ladies first.
My name's Maggie Chambers.
And Maggie, where do you go to school?
I go to Maggie Walker Governor School.
Maggie Walker Governor School. Now, what is a governor school?
It's essentially, it's a public school that you test into. So I come from Hanover County, and when I was in 8th grade, I took a few tests, and then I got in. So I went. So I'm at the governor school instead of at my home school.
I see. So other people might call it an academic magnet school.
Basically.
That sort of thing. Okay, very good. How about you?
I'm Logan Farrell, and I also go to Maggie Walker.
I see. So 2 Maggie Walker students. Well, how did you all get involved in the We the People competition?
our school has a tradition of, so we're the 14th team from Maggie Walker, so I knew some upperclassmen who did it, and they seemed to have a really good time.
Excuse me for interrupting, but you mean you've done this for 14 years, Maggie Walker has?
Yes, our school has.
That is remarkable, because I think that's almost as old as the entire We the People program is. I'm not sure, but I think maybe it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and you're right. You all do have a reputation, and you do very well each year. So I imagine it's a big deal at your school.
It is. It's a lot of pressure on us, but we were really excited to get the opportunity.
Very nice. How about you?
I guess a lot of the upperclassmen got me into it, too, and through debating and stuff like that, I was already on the debate team, so this just seemed like the next step.
That's great. Well, tell me what you did today.
Well, we went through simulated congressional hearings on questions that we've been preparing for the last few months. So it was really crazy because we put all this preparation into just finding answers to any possible question that could come up. And then it turned out that it was only for 10 minutes. So
it passes quickly, doesn't it?
It did. It really did.
Now, what particular topic did you research, did you present today?
Well, I'm on Unit 6, so we talked about the Civil Rights Movement, the Declaration of Independence, and we also had a question on civic participation, civic virtue, and voluntary associations.
Very interesting. What was the toughest question you got today?
I think probably the most difficult one was asking if we thought that following the Voting Rights Act of 1965 should be considered to be a second Reconstruction. I had some difficulty with that one.
A second Reconstruction. Very interesting. Do you recall who asked you that question?
I don't remember which judge it was.
I see. Okay. And what about you? What was your unit?
I'm on Unit 1 and Unit 6, so I got to do...
You did two units.
I did. So okay. I got to range from natural rights and the political theories of the Renaissance all the way to Voting Rights Acts, 14th Amendment, Reconstruction, and Civil Rights.
What was your toughest question today?
I guess our toughest question was trying to point out how the founders were influenced by the Middle Ages.
By the Middle Ages. And how were the founders influenced by the Middle Ages?
The way we looked at it is that the founders read a few radicals from the Middle Ages, and that's the funny thing of it. The only ones they read were the ones who either got burned at the stake or are forgotten by history, because the people who truly indicate medieval thought don't matter, and the founders would have disagreed with them completely.
So they were out looking for the fringe thinkers back
exactly.
In the Middle Ages. That is, well, we know we did have a revolution.
Exactly.
Revolution are about new ideas. And I seem to recall that you were actually on the panel that I judged.
You were indeed one of our judges for our question on claiming versus owning a right.
Individual rights and natural rights and all of that stuff. And I must confess that I'm extremely disappointed that you did not identify one of my questions as being the toughest one there. But that's all right. We have lots of good judges today. And so I will accept. I'll lick my wounds and recover from it. All right, we're outside of the Great Hall. The award ceremony is about to begin, and I'm here with Matt McGuire, who is the coach of the Maggie Walker Governor's School team in the We the People competition. And I'll just say that Matt's team and Maggie Walker is the team to beat. I think that you all have been in this competition for, what, 14 years now?
We've been state champions 13 straight years.
13
so
straight
we're going
years.
For 14th. That's what
right.
We hope for.
That is remarkable.
Tough competitors this
so
year.
The only time you didn't win was your first year? Was that it?
No, we've won every year we've competed. So it's been 13 straight years.
Okay, so
state. We've been top 10 in the country 12 straight years.
That is remarkable.
It's a good streak.
It is a very
hope
good
to keep
streak.
It up.
Now, how long have you been coaching the team?
This is my third year coaching the team.
Right.
And it's an amazing experience because I don't know of any program, any civic education program that I've been part of, that allows kids to dig in as deep into really complex, really important subjects as the We the People curriculum does. So I feel very privileged to be able to be part of the program.
You know, I agree with you completely, Matt. I compare this to my high school civics class, which was a snooze fest,
right.
Which I hated.
Yeah.
And this curriculum, this book that you have, the students, the level, the depth, all of it is light years ahead of what most kids get.
Well, it's great to see kids get excited about studying the Constitution, and the competitive aspect of it is fun, too. At our school, there's sort of a joke at our school that Maggie, that the We the People team is like our football team, and... Wait, maybe that's a good thing to see academics emphasized in that way at a school, and to tell kids that, you know, this is not some fringe thing to be excited about the Constitution. It's a great thing, if the Republic's going to continue to succeed, or succeed, period, we're going to need more citizens like that. So hopefully we're making a contribution to the cause.
Absolutely. Well, I'm thinking now about what you've said. You've been coaching for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The team has won the championship for 13 straight years. So that means that you came in and inherited a team with an uninterrupted streak of 10 years, a perfect record. No
yes.
pressure on you, eh?
Oh, it's funny. My some friends in the National We the People community, when I took the job, wherever I'd go, I'd just be called Aaron Rodgers in reference to succeeding Brett Favre, because my predecessor, Phil Sorrentino, is one of the great social studies teachers anywhere. And he had an amazing record, won national championship with Maggie Walker. Now that Aaron Rodgers is doing better as a quarterback, I sort of like the comparison a little bit better.
Right.
But we've managed to continue to have a very strong program, continue to have some top five finishes in the country, and hopefully we can continue that. I think the key is support from the community. You know, I think We the People, there's nothing wrong with making We the People a project or activity in a class. That can be great, and it's appropriate. There are a few schools, mine is one, where they really want to devote an entire course to it and really want to see, sort of like an experiment, how much can a 17-year-old, how sophisticated an understanding of these issues is it possible for a teenager to gain?
That's
really the experiment.
Speaking as a judge, and this is now my second year judging, I will say the experiment's an unqualified success.
Thank you.
Well, it is. I mean, lots of teams, of course Maggie Walker's team, but also a number of other teams who are increasingly giving
yes.
competition, who
yes.
are getting better and better. They come up with reasoning and with thinking that is the equivalent of many students of a college or even a graduate school level.
That's exactly right. You know, it's funny, we're lucky to get the support of a number of attorneys and scholars in the community. And a lot of times kids will go to a scholar to practice, and the scholar will say, you know, I'm not really sure what a good answer to this question is. This is so hard. I've really got to think about this for a while. And sometimes you get a question that's so tough, it's you know, you can be studying something for 20 or 30 years and come down any which way on the question. So I think part of the discipline of We the People that's cool is making kids focus on what's the best possible answer to a problem that the question's getting at.
Right.
So.
Well, this is great. Is there anything else, any final thoughts you have? Because I think the ceremony is going to start here, and I know you don't want to miss it.
That's true. My final thought is I'm grateful to be part of the program, and that if you're a listener, I'd encourage you to urge your local middle school or high school to embrace the program, because it can be a great learning experience for kids in all sorts of different ways.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Matt McGuire. Good luck today.
Thank you.
And with me is the coach of one of the teams. Would you introduce yourself to our audience?
My name is Joe Shelzo, and I teach and coach at Battlefield High School in Haymarket, Virginia.
Okay, and I should say, just for the sake of full disclosure, that I was one of the judges for one of your panels today, but that's all over with, and I've already turned in my sheet, so there's no bias here. Oh, and I hear the ceremony's beginning, so let's just get to it. Well, what was the hardest question or the most difficult situation your team got into today?
I think sometimes when they're asked particular questions for a particular definition of a term, it happened a couple of times that in the environment they can be a little intimidated, as opposed to in a classroom where they may be willing to speak up, kind of feeling like they know the answer. They all sort of hesitate if they don't know an exact answer. So the sort of close-ended, tell me what this means,
right.
Sometimes catches them, and that happened to one or two groups today. And it tends to happen once or twice.
In fact, I think it happened in the one that I was judging, the one on natural rights, and what is a right, and what's a natural
right. Yeah,
right.
That tends to freeze them up for a second, because
yeah.
they're trying to recall a particular definition.
Right.
And that sometimes is their most difficult.
And task. Some of these terms are not very well defined, so
sure.
it's a tough
mm-hmm.
question to begin with.
Well, and doing this with advanced students is one of the difficulties that you have to get over in terms of doing this performance is they don't like to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're only willing to speak up if they know they're going to be right. And
right.
one of the challenges for them in government class, and I've stressed it from day one, is there's not rarely an exact right answer. It's
mm-hmm.
not science. It's not math class, which we're an IT school, which many of our students excel in.
Right.
They have a little trouble in the softness of the social sciences, in that there can be multiple right answers
right.
or different levels of right answers, depending upon how well you defend them, which is the virtue of this program, is it really forces you to think beyond just, well, there's three branches of government. It forces you to analyze why are there three branches of government.
You know, Joe, I'm so happy to hear you say that. I did not realize that Battlefield is an IT school.
Mm-hmm.
There's another school here, this year, I think maybe for the first time, the Thomas Jefferson School,
yes,
which is well known as a science and math school. And I think I actually asked them when I had a panel to judge them, I said, you guys are science and math people, so why are you doing this? And I was very pleased to see them realizing that the humanities and certainly something like constitutional law is an extremely important subject, just like math and science are. So I'm glad to hear you say that. I know you want to get back into the award ceremony. Any final thoughts?
No, I've just it was a good day. I think they got a lot out of it. I think they decided it ended up being well worth their investment. They were wondering through the course of the last several weeks.
Yeah, I imagine.
But I think they enjoyed it.
You're listening to your weekly Constitutional. My name is Stuart Harris, and today's program concentrates on the Virginia State Finals of the We the People competition. You know, if there's one thing that runs through all of the interviews that we've listened to so far is how much all of these kids have learned about the Constitution, far more than the average American citizen. We'll be back with the results of the high school competition right after this. Listening to your weekly Constitutional, I'm Stuart Harris, and now we have the results from the big award ceremony at the conclusion of the high school Virginia We the People State Finals.
And here come the results. First, going to announce the honorable mention teams, and then we're going to go through fifth through first. If you get fifth through first, we'll have you come up to the podium to take a photo and receive an award. Honorable mention this year for the 2011 Virginia We the People High School State Finals goes to the teams Westover Christian Academy, James River High School, Matoka High School, New Covenant Schools, Wakefield Country Day School, and Bishop Sullivan Catholic High School. Congratulations. Fifth place goes to a team that had to depart early, unfortunately, Loudoun Valley High School, so we'll appreciate them from afar. Fourth place goes to the students from Battlefield High School. Come on down, congratulations. In third place, the medal round. And I will say, I have the score totals right here, and the difference between third and second was 3 points total.
Wow.
The third place team goes to the students from Thomas Jefferson School for Science and Technology. All right, now I'm going to get to second place. I recognize that when I read the second place team, we will know who the state champion is. So let's please make sure that we celebrate our second place winner. The second place team for the 2011 Virginia We the People State Finals goes to the students from Douglas S. Freeman High School. Title, the winner of this award has a strong, important duty because they will represent Virginia at the We the People National Finals this coming spring. And that involves over 50 states, well, all the 50 states and then territories, over 50 states. 50 states and the territories in the and District of Columbia competing at the National Finals. And the last few years, Virginia has done tremendously well, so we look forward to seeing what this class may do again this year. So please join me in welcome, in congratulating the students from Maggie L. Walker.
Well, that was very exciting. For the 14th year in a row, Maggie Walker took it all. Why don't we go and talked to some of the coaches and students and even some of the parents from Maggie Walker.
I'm Laura Merriman.
Uh-huh. And this is Mom and Dad, huh?
Yes.
And they were telling a whole bunch of really funny stories that were extremely embarrassing about you.
Sounds like them.
Actually, they said something about your having had a moment where you were a little bit off and you got a little bit stuck and one of your teammates jumped right in and helped you.
Right. I kind of kept going and...
What was the question? Set it up for us. What happened?
I can't really remember because there's so much adrenaline going, but it was a question on association and assembly, and I got a case out, and I started to explain, and then my brain just kind of shut off, and I was like, and we have a system that if you don't know what to do, just say, I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought, and luckily for me, my teammate Jason knew just where to pick up, and he got it going.
Did you actually say that? I'm sorry, I've lost my train of thought. So you had this planned out. In case it happened, you know exactly what to do.
Yes. Yeah.
And
pull the parachute cord.
And Jason picked it up.
Yes.
And then I understand from listening to your parents, they said that the judges were very impressed by that.
Yes, they said we had really good synergy, and that made us happy.
Well, now I have a question for you. Was this all just a setup? Did you mess this up on purpose just to please the judges with your teamwork?
No, I was really embarrassed when I messed up. I was like, oh, I've ruined this round. But... that's actually one of the first times it's ever really happened to us. Normally in practice rounds, we just keep going, and we also get in trouble sometimes if we have like awkward pauses where we're just like, oh no, what do we do? So that was really good for us.
Very good. And who are you?
My name is Rosa Waters.
Hello, Rosa.
Hello.
And what was your experience like today?
Well, we had a really strong afternoon round on a succession, but our morning round was pretty rough.
Right.
But
well, apparently not too rough.
So. Yeah.
And what was your unit?
I'm on unit 3.
Which was?
It deals with the Declaration of Independence and the Civil War.
Uh-huh. Well, obviously you had a good experience too. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, your coach is back with us now. So, Matt, how do you feel now that you've won for the 14th consecutive year? I'm going to move the microphone here so that we make sure we get a good direction on you. 14 years in a row.
14 in a row. It feels great.
Uh-huh.
I'm so grateful to the students for putting forth such a strong effort. It's a real tribute to Montpelier and the Center for the Study of the Constitution. The strength of the program statewide has improved so much. I said to the students about a week or 10 days ago, I said, you know, the teams that have entered the competition are taking this so seriously and doing such a good job. I said, we need to make a monumental effort if we're going to continue this tradition. These guys stepped up. I said to them, actually, before I knew the results, that I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're exactly right, because I know from talking to the other coaches that they are gunning for you.
I know.
I think, in fact, they didn't tell me this, but I think they've got a picture of your team up there with a target drawn on it. And they throw darts at it each year because they want to knock you guys off your pedestal, but you were able to resist them.
Well, we're a moving target, so it can be hard to hit. We're getting better too. But it's great. I think it's a good thing,
right,
that other people are motivated to try to get better. And you know, it's just great for civic education in Virginia to have some friendly rivalries. So I think it's super.
Tremendous. Yeah. Well, on the next step then, on to nationals?
On to the national championship, exactly. Last year we finished third in the country. So this is our smallest team ever. We actually had one guy double up on two units. But I'll tell you, these guys hustle and they work well together, and that's the important thing. So we've got a great chance to go the distance.
Well, where is that going to be held and when?
It's going to be held the end of April. The first 2 days of the competition will be in Arlington, the Marriott in Arlington. And then the third day, if you break to make the top 10, they hold in congressional committee rooms, like the caucus room of the Senate.
Wow, right on Capitol Hill.
Right on the hill. It's, you know, so last year, my students who competed were there shortly after, I think, Enron executives had been there or something like that. So it was definitely a dramatic improvement in the caliber of testimony, at least I hope so, to what that committee room was seeing. So it's great that the Congress supports it. In that way, by allowing us to use the committee rooms, because it makes it such a special experience, I think, for the kids, something they won't forget ever. So
tremendous. So, are you gonna beat them all this year? Are you gonna take the whole prize?
We're gonna do our best. We always do our best. You know, we're gonna prepare carefully, and they're gonna hopefully learn a ton. And you know, there are a lot of great teachers and great teams out there. But we're proud to be, in that upper echelon. Hopefully, we're gonna try to represent the Commonwealth as best we can.
That is tremendous. Well, best of luck to you.
Thank you very
Congratulations,
much.
Coach. Congratulations,
Thank
ladies.
You.
Best of luck and the national competition. And now go enjoy yourself.
Thank you
for your time.
Well, that was a wonderful high school competition. But let's not forget that this was a 2-day competition. And on the second of those 2 days, the middle schoolers had their opportunity.
Would you please stand for the presentation of the colors, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the posting of the colors, led by the Powhatan High School Indian Battalion Color Guard.
Chair, colors.
Color Guard, post.
Forward, march.
And once again, I had to leave an opening ceremony early because I was one of the judges. So we're going to have to pick back up after all of the judging, after all the competition was over, when I came back from the courthouse, back to the Omni Hotel in Richmond, and talked to some of the students who were eagerly awaiting the results of the contest.
Very well. We're here with some actual competitors from the middle school competition and their coach. Coach, could you introduce yourself and the team?
Yes, I'm Dennis Borgerding, and we're Kemp Sanning Magnet School from Virginia Beach.
How nice. And who do we have here with us today?
I'm Anne Abraham.
I'm Mallory Washington.
I'm Brianna Jacobs.
I'm Olivia Fox.
I'm Isabel Pedro.
I'm Michael Wu.
I'm Max Solmer.
And I'm John Costello.
Wow, that's remarkable. Now, what grade range are we talking about here?
These are 6th and 8th graders.
6th and 8th grade. No 7th graders?
No 7th graders.
Okay, either 6th or the 8th grade, and that's very nice. Well, Coach, why don't you start off? Why don't you tell us about your experience here with your team and what you thought of it?
They blew me away. They always do, but these kids have spent so much time working on this that they were able to come in here, answer the questions. They were nervous at the beginning, but they seemed to, once they got in that question-answer phase, they just picked it up and they just went with the flow, and they really had that discussion with the professors. And so now they know that they can go out and discuss this Constitution with the general populace and with their politicians, with their elected officials.
What was your favorite moment of the competition? I realize we haven't been judged yet, so we can't say, you know, when you found out you won the whole thing or something of that sort, but what was your favorite moment to date?
I'm not sure if I can pin a moment, but walking away knowing that they know that they can do this. They won. You know, I don't care about the awards ceremony. I've already won what I wanted to win. I know that they are productive citizens of this nation, and they can go out and do it. So I've already won.
You know, I'm going to second that because, you know, it sounds like a cliche to say something like that. It sounds like a cliche, but it's absolutely true, and I insist that the least prepared student from the least prepared team still gets a lot out of coming to this competition.
Yes, I agree that just that studying and that sitting down and having that discussion and having a middle school student having a discussion with an adult about the Constitution and the principles behind it, the history behind it, that they can do that. They all walk away with that vast stores of knowledge, and that's what we're after, is the knowledge. That's
Absolutely.
What keeps this country strong.
Absolutely. All right, now let's turn it over to some of the students. Now, who wants to tell me what your favorite part of this competition? You have to reintroduce yourself and then tell me your favorite story from the competition.
My name is Brianna Jacobs, and my favorite story would be during the competition, while one of my friends were having their question answered, the guy who was watching the door, making sure no one came in the middle of their speech, goes up to me and he tries to stop the time and he gives them this signal. But his fists were both in the air, and so I was staring at him trying to figure out what he was doing, and he pointed his fist at me and said he was going to beat me up. So, yeah.
He didn't mean it.
No, he didn't mean it. He was joking around.
He was joking with you. Yeah, okay, good. So that was his signal that the time was up, and he had decided to have a little fun with you, did he?
Yeah.
Okay, good. But there was no actual physical altercation. Glad to hear that. Yeah. Yes, you have a story. What's your name?
Mallory Washington. Mm-hmm. And right now, it's really cool because we're drinking chilled water with ice out of fancy glasses.
Chilled water with ice out of fancy glasses. Well, now that's got to be an experience.
Yeah.
You have something?
Yeah. I'm Anne Abraham, and my favorite moment was when one of the units before me was presenting, and the judge was so negative. He was telling us that we were so naive that we didn't understand anything, but luckily in the future that would all go away. And afterwards,
who
everybody
would that judge have been?
And afterwards, everybody was like,
What?
Oh my goodness gracious. So you mean some old curmudgeonly judge got up there and said, you guys are too naive and you don't realize just how bad everybody's motives are and you need to get more sophisticated. Who could that have been?
I don't know.
You.
Oh, good heavens. I must have frightened the heck out of you. Alrighty. Thank you very much. Yes, and what was your favorite memory?
My name is Brianna Sandy, and my favorite memory was when one of the units was performing, and one of the students couldn't get out what he was trying to say, so the person next to him goes, well, I believe what my esteemed colleague is trying to say.
That was John.
John said that. All right. Yes, what's your favorite memory? You're Isabel Pedro.
I'm Isabel Pedro.
Okay.
During our speech, the timer, she said that it was done, so everyone's trying to speed up, and then we all got messed up because of that, but then it was actually 1 minute.
So she was like, time.
The timer told you were out of time and you really had a minute left.
Yeah.
Oh, that must have made it kind of hard to finish up, didn't it?
And then when we were really done, she put the 1 minute sign.
Well, at least she got her minute sign up. Better late than never, I suppose. And who are you, and what would you like to say?
My name is Olivia Fox, and when we were waiting for the judges to come in after lunch, my dad told this person that they should go up where the judges sit and hide under there. And when they came up, she would pop out of them or grab their chairs when they're trying to pull them out.
Your dad suggested that some of the students hide underneath the judge's bench and jump out when they walked up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad they didn't do that when I came in.
I don't suppose that would have made a good impression, would it?
It would have made for a much more exciting hearing, wouldn't it? Who are you, young man?
I'm Max Fuller, and my favorite part was when the judges felt like they connected with me, like they were as nervous as me, and they wouldn't, like, they would probably do much worse than me, and so it made me feel like I could be an adult.
Just a minute, let me get this right. So the fact that some adults were nervous made you feel better about becoming an adult.
Yes.
Well, now that's an interesting perspective, Max. Thank you for sharing that. Yes, and who are you?
Abigail Mills.
Hello, Abigail Mills. Come over. There we are.
My favorite part was knowing that we could win.
Knowing that you could win.
Because I like to compete.
You like to compete. So are you going to take it all today?
Yes.
You're going to take the whole thing today?
Yes. Yes.
All righty then. Well, we're certainly pleased. We have a yes and another comment.
Yeah. It's me, Mallory, again.
It's me, Mallory.
Yeah. And so there were three tables of where we sat. And so there was one table where they were prep at. And so the judges would always say, and are ready to present? And it's like, no, the people that are actually competing are over there.
Yeah.
The judges look the wrong way.
Yeah, all the time.
You know, I'm seeing a theme here. It seems to me that your favorite moments always have the common thread that you liked it when an adult did something strange or screwed up in some fashion. Because then you can make fun of the adults, right?
Yeah, that's
nothing,
the best part.
There's nothing better. Of course not. Yes.
I'm Brianna Jacobs again.
Hello, Brianna Jacobs again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there was the very first presentation, and one of the judges, he asked a follow-up question, and he was saying, so, what do you think we should do when a majority wants a minority to shut up?
That was awesome!
He said it in this mean, like, angry voice, and we're all like,
and then we're like,
okay.
But we knew he was joking, though.
Yeah,
we knew
just
that,
like,
he was joking.
So when the adults got mean, they were just joking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Seems like it. I hope.
We hope. Alrighty.
Alright. We have a couple gentlemen here. Why don't you guys step over where you're going to be on this side of the microphones, and why don't you share some of your stories here? Because all these girls are talking all the time. I want to hear from the
girls.
Guys now.
I know, that's what we do.
It's your job. Come on up, gentlemen. Why don't you join here and tell us who you are and what are your favorite stories from the competition?
I'm David Wiesenbeck, and...
Okay, David, you actually have to tell us something now. Okay, so we got the name part. Okay, now we have to have you say something.
I'm thinking.
You're thinking. All right. Well, now we know why the girls are getting in all the airtime and the boys are not. I see another boy back here. He's going to help David out. Who are you?
I'm John Costello.
Hi, John. Let's not touch the microphone because it'll mess it up the sound. Okay, uh-huh.
My favorite story of the competition had to be like just being up on the stand and just getting asked questions, because you never know what's going to be there. It's kind of a weird anxiety that you just gotta love. I mean,
you gotta love a weird anxiety.
Yeah, because okay. You know the answers. You've spent all this time preparing. You just have to get it out. Just what they're asking you, you nail it on the head.
It's
an incredible feeling. It's like an adrenaline rush.
You're listening to your weekly Constitutional. After a brief break, we'll be back with the results of the We the People Middle School State Finals. Stay tuned. I see your dirty face high behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify the way. This is Stuart Harris. You're listening to your weekly Constitutional. And today, our entire program is devoted to the We the People competition in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Right now, we're about to hear the results from the middle school state finals.
Now for what I know some of you have been waiting for, the final results. I'm going to first announce our honorable mention teams, and then I will call up the fifth through first place teams to come up and to the podium. And what we'll probably do is stagger some on the lower level and some up here. So please join me in congratulating our honorable mention teams. The 2011 Virginia We the People Middle School State Finals honorable mention teams goes to the students from James Madison Middle School, Lynn Haven Middle School, and Princess Anne Middle School. Congratulations. In fifth place were the students and teachers from Brown Academy. In fourth place, the award goes to the students from Kemp's Landing Middle School. In third place, and getting to the medal level, the third place 2011 Virginia We the People Middle School group goes to the students from Russell Middle School. Winners as much as we cheer on any of the winners here today and everyone here today. In second place, the 2011 Virginia We the People Middle School team, second place team, goes to the students from Rachel Carson Middle School. Now to announce the 2011 Virginia We the People Middle School State Champion. And this year's award goes to the students from Midlothian Middle School.
Congratulations, Coach, from Midlothian Middle School on being the 2011 We the People State Champs.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Could you tell us who you are and a little bit about your team?
Sure, I'll be happy to. My name is Manuel Rios. I teach the civics and econ at Midlothian Middle School in Chesterfield County. And the assembled team here are middle schoolers.
Right, they are indeed. And that's sixth to eighth grade?
Yes, sir. We have one brave sixth grader on our squad, but she's not here right now.
That's all right.
But most of us are seventh and eighth graders. Right. And we've been working at least 2-3 hours a week since, I want to say, Mid-November.
Okay, now is this actually a class at your school, or is this an
No, sir. This was extracurricular outside of class, so this was after school. And so we didn't have
these guys spent their extra time not playing sports, not playing Xbox, not doing the other thing, not playing the guitar.
Well, we played Xbox while we studied class.
Okay, so you can do the Xbox.
You got to hook them somehow, right?
Xbox Constitution. Well, that's just fabulous. So what are your feelings on being the state champion?
It feels great. I knew the kids could... were capable of doing it, but it's always nice to see them rise to that level. And I thought the responses to really hard questions, questions that I don't think I could have easily have answered, were thoughtful, were incredibly mature, and just, I think, reflects really well on the amount of time that they thought about it and read about it. And worked on it. So,
well, I can second that. As you know, I judged you. I was one of your last judges today, and you all got the highest scores for me personally. And I thought you all did a fantastic job. So why don't we talk to some team members? Now you're going to have to get up, and whoever wants to talk is going to have to say what your name is. And we've got one very eager fellow right here. What's your name?
Grayson Jones.
Grayson Jones. What do you have to tell us about winning the We the People competition?
Well, it feels great. I know I personally put in probably 8 hours just writing the papers. And then to go along in the competition, spend the entire day when all of us have a whole ton of homework due on Monday and Tuesday, it's really great to know that this was off, you know, that we can go and we can win a big award and we're willing to make the sacrifices in order to achieve greatness.
Well, I'm so very pleased to hear that, Grayson. And what's your name, young man?
My name is Cameron Gallagher.
Uh-huh.
I think it was just a great experience learning about the Constitution. It really was great. It really was fun and challenging at the same time.
I'm glad to hear that.
And it was also very nice to see the Court of Appeals. It's very pretty.
It is a pretty place. Well, let's hear from some girls. Come on, girls. In fact, I want to hear from you because I already talked to you about not talking enough. So you come on over here, right next to me. Right next to me. Now, who are you and what are you going to tell us?
I'm Kelly Riley, and it's always interesting to hear what the judges say afterwards because you always think you did terrible, and then they, like, I don't know. You're just like, I actually did good, and you're all confused about doing well.
I can second that.
You're all confused about doing well.
Yeah,
all
because you
right.
don't think you did good, and it just surprises you.
What did I tell you after the competition?
To speak up. Which is actually back for T-shirts.
I see. Very good. Now, I see someone behind you. Is that Kelly's mom? Kelly's mom, step forward and tell us what you think about the We the People competition.
This is her second year in it. When she started, she wasn't sure she wanted to do it. She wasn't really sure what it was. Started studying into the Constitution, and she really got into it. She comes home with questions. Well, what about this? Well, what happens if that? And I'm thinking, I don't know the answer to this. So she comes up with questions that are really provoking. So I don't know what you guys are arguing about when you're practicing.
What sort of strange thoughts we're filling their heads with? I think it's very important.
It's not that it's strange. It's that it is so deep.
It is. It's
some
deep
of the stuff that she comes home with. You know, there were a couple occasions where something would be on the news, like stem cell research and things like that, and she would say, well, what about this? How come this is okay? Is that okay? And it was very detailed. You know, she had thought it out where it connected to the
current
Constitution
events, right?
With current events. And
I'm glad to hear that. Well, and it's very important, and I'm so glad you came up and talked to us because I noticed there were a huge number of parents, especially with your team today. So I guess there was a great deal of parental support, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, there always has been. I mean, even last year we had a big group of parents that came too. So, and you know, last year was the first year that we participated.
Do we want to have any dads who want to come over and say what they think about this competition? Dad? Now, whose dad are you?
I'm Alan's dad.
You're Alan's dad. What's your name?
Jerry Lucas.
Hi, Jerry. Why don't you tell us what you think about this?
I thought this was a great experience based on the fact that here's a skill and an art of then knowing that you can get up and present yourself, represent yourself well, think on the spot, and then learn something about what then basically founded our country and what premises we still use now to guide our country. So that's an excellent experience.
That's great, and it was great to see so many parents there. Alan, what do you think of what your dad said? Do you agree with him?
Yeah, I agree. It's been a great experience, and I've been able to learn a lot, and it's also been a great way to, you know, meet new people and
because I've been able to build upon friendships, and it's just really, it's a really, really fun experience.
Okay, we're here with Kelly Carmichael. We've just finished the middle school competition, and in just the few minutes that Kelly has in this frenetic weekend, she has graced us with her presence and is going to give us her impressions of the 2011 state competition for We the People in Virginia.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Stuart. It's a pleasure to be talking to you again, and also having you judge the last 2 days at the state competition.
It was great fun for all involved. It really was.
Excellent.
It was. Well, how do you think the competition went this year?
Oh, fantastic. The program is continuing to grow across Virginia. Yesterday we had 11 high school teams competing, and today we had 8 middle school teams competing. And this is the first year that we had district level finals as the qualifying round for students to get to this part, to the state finals. So you can already tell for some of the judges, you know, like yourself, who saw these students in December compete, their knowledge and their level of knowledge has grown tremendously.
Oh, it has. I can verify that. We did the District 9 competitions in Lynchburg back in, was it December?
Yep, December.
And they were good. They were good, don't get me wrong, but there's been significant improvement in the last 2 months. And I think part of it was because we had that competition.
Absolutely. I think the students had a sense, they're coming into today having gone through the process. They've already met with judges. They've already done this. So today, you know, they're still nervous being here. They're still nervous being here, but you know, they're ready to go. They know what they're getting themselves into. But you know, I tell you, this is our second year, thanks to working with Judge Roger Gregory of the United States Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, and he's sponsored us there and allowed us to put students in these very historic courtrooms. And my goodness, I would not want to be in their shoes because these courtrooms are fantastic, but quite intimidating.
You know, that is. I'm so glad you mentioned Judge Gregory and the Fourth Circuit, because I think that it gives a great sense of seriousness and support to these children to go to a place like this. Just for our listeners who might not have been there, this is a very historic building. It's been around a long time, since well before the Civil War. I believe Jefferson Davis, was he his officer, or was he put on trial there? Which was it? I think maybe he was put on trial.
Yeah.
Forgive my lack of historical knowledge here. It's been a long weekend. It's a very historic building, and it's beautiful. And the courtrooms, some of them are, you know, of 25, 30-foot ceilings, and they are opulent, and they've got big pictures of judges staring down at you from the walls and wood paneling and lots of good stuff, and that's just a marvelous setting to do something like this.
Yeah, it really raises the bar for the competition. These students are really spending, the middle school students who spent their entire Saturday competing on their knowledge of the Constitution and these amazing courtrooms, and, you know, what middle school do you know out there would want to spend their Saturday talking about the Constitution? But
no,
these students are exceptional, and they're finishing up their last round right now. Some of them have already wrapped up their last round, and they'll be coming in for the award ceremony. And the energy in the room with the over 200 middle school students is something not to miss.
Yes, I think I was there this morning when you woke everybody up by having them have a cheering contest for their schools. I think the schools with the middle school girls have an edge.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more piercing than the scream of joy of a middle school girl at a competition. So that was that was something.
Yeah. Well, the truth is, you know, they're spending their Saturday talking about the Constitution, but at the end of the day, they're still middle school students. So
yes,
getting them
are.
To scream a little bit and release some of that energy, I think, is a good thing.
It was a very good idea, but you know, emphasizing again that these are middle school kids reminds me of the remarkable level of sophistication and insight that they have. And hello.
Hey.
We're doing a quick interview.
That's perfectly
okay,
all right.
We can always
cut it. That's it. You've got something you need to
it's
do.
Not live. Are you
sorry, I
out?
Just I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Step on your shoes.
And I'll have invites out next week.
Great. Look
forward
to it.
For April.
What's the date?
16th. It's Palm Sunday weekend.
Okay.
I got stuck. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember. That might be
the first week.
That might be Hendrick's beginning of his spring break, so I may be out, but if I could be there, you know, I'll be there.
Yep. Great. Well done.
Thank you.
Did a good job. It runs very, very smoothly, and I know that all the hiccups you see, you don't. So
rest assured.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, yep. Thanks again.
Okay. Well, we're in a public space, so I guess it's inevitable we will have the public come up and talk to us from time to time. I was about to say that these are middle school kids, and that goes down as low as sixth grade, and I'm really surprised by the level of sophistication and knowledge that some of the younger students especially have. There was one young lady, she was a sixth grader today, who was had this skeptical, sophisticated knowledge of human nature at the age of, 11 or 12, that informed a lot of her analysis. And I told her so after the judging. I said, that was really a remarkable insight, because a lot of people I know in their 20s and beyond have yet to develop that level of insight.
Sure. Yeah, the middle school students especially always surprise our judges. And you know, I think part of it is that I think that the term middle schooler is a scary thing.
Yes, it is.
To most people. But, you know, the reality is if you can channel middle schoolers' energy, that is a very passionate, energetic group. And if you can channel their energy in the right way, you know, we're gonna do good things for this country. And these students are a testament to that. They really, you know, have mastered some incredible, sophisticated knowledge, as you said. And that's what this program's all about.
Indeed it is. Well, let's talk a little bit about the high school competition, which was yesterday,
yeah.
Because I didn't get a chance to talk to you. You were too busy yesterday. what did you think about that?
Oh, it was great. When I took over this program 2.5 years ago, we had 4 teams competing at the state level. Yesterday, we were up to 11 teams competing. And not only that, but there's really good competition out there. And I don't think that was always the case. And it's raised the level for even the very top team, the Maggie Walker students, the Freeman students, the Thomas Jefferson students, and the students from many of the other schools. It's definitely raised the bar at the competitive level, but not just the competitive level, because at the end of the day, sure, we want to find out who's the state champion, but they're working harder, they're studying more, they're really going into much more detail into case law, into learning more about the Constitution and you know what went on behind the scenes of the creation of the Constitution.
Well, if any teacher, whether in Virginia or elsewhere, wants to become involved with We the People, how should he or she proceed?
You can go to the Center for Civic Education's website. That's the national organization, and that website is civiced.org, civiced.org. The state sponsor of this program is James Madison's Montpelier at the Center for the Constitution, and you certainly can go to the Montpelier Foundation website, which is montpelier.org.
How do we spell Montpelier for those who aren't the spelling challenged?
Sure. Sure, the actual website directly to the Center for the Constitution is center, C-E-N-T-E-R, dot Montpelier, M-O-N-T-P-E-L-I-E-R, dot org.
Great, and either one of those websites will take them to the appropriate We the People website.
Absolutely.
And so a middle school or a high school teacher can then follow the clicks and follow the links and get involved.
Great.
And I sincerely hope that hundreds and hundreds of them will do so. Kelly Carmichael, what a fantastic job you've done. Thank you so much for being with us, and carry on.
And thank you for...
And we're going to have our picture taken here. There we are.
Thank you for spending your time judging. I really appreciate your work and dedication.
All right, until next year.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Well, once again, the time has gone all too quickly, and we find ourselves rapidly approaching the end of another episode of Your Weekly Constitutional. This entire episode has been devoted to the Virginia State We the People competition, both the high school and the middle schools, where I think it's safe to say that though Maggie Walker won at the high school level and Midlothian won at the middle school level, that all of the competitors were winners. Everyone learned about the Constitution. And that's very important, because remember, it's your Constitution, and you need to learn about it.